informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
People out there doing the hard work of real investigative journalism. People like Bruce Willingham. He runs the McCurtain Gazette News out of middle of nowhere, Oklahoma. Now, Bruce suspected that the local sheriff and other officials were doing county business after meetings ended. So he secretly recorded them. And when he played the tape back, he heard them talking about him and his son, who is also a reporter, and it was not flattering.
You know, they set this basically kind of audio trap. They put a recorder in the room where the county commission does its meetings, and he was basically suspicious that they were violating the sunshine, is what you would think of it as, that they were doing, you know, county business outside of the regular county meeting, and he wanted evidence of it. So he set a voice activated recorder that would only start recording when there's sound, and so it was recording some stuff, and that's all he was really trying to do, was get evidence that they were, you know, doing shady dealings, basically. That's not what he caught on tape.
The recordings captured the group talking about hiring hitmen to kill the reporters and where the bodies could be hidden.
I know two or three hitmen, very quiet guys.
Yeah.
And would cut no horses.
Yeah.
Well, I know where two big deep holes are here.
I got an excavator.
These are our three duds.
So that's one of the county commissioners and the sheriff talking about, you know, well, I know some hitmen and I got some deep holes. Well, I got an excavator. What? What? Here's a little bit clearer version of it that I gathered from a different. It's weird because the newspaper apparently doesn't have an online edition. So it's a print edition. So everybody else is kind of circulating their information, but it's like it's just in print. So you got to go buy the paper in this town. But it's so popular in terms of their good journalism.
That speaks volumes, that, doesn't
you
it?
Know,
yeah, it's Southeast Oklahoma.
That the commissioner and the sheriff kind of having this joke about maybe killing him.
The whole saying is, you know,
it comes around, goes around. It
will. I told you it will.
Yeah.
I know where two big deep holes are if you ever need them.
I got an excavator.
I know where two big deep holes are if you ever need them. Well, I got an excavator. Wow. Just wow. And that's not even the worst of it. Okay? Because, for example, there was a later moment in the conversation where the sheriff was bragging about the hitmen that he knows.
I've known two or three hitmen. They're very quiet guys.
Yeah.
And would cut no f***ing mercy.
Yeah.
In Louisiana. Because it was all mafia around Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got holes in an excavator. I got some hitmen I can hook you up with. And they were talking about how the stories that he ran so offended one of the guy's dads that the dad said that, you know, well, I just go down and kill him. Well, I'm 86. What are they going to do to me?
Anyway, he read that. He said, well, I thought the two new commissioners was going to be not as corrupt as the old commissioners in the current or something like that. My dad said, I started going down there and just killing him. He said, I'm 86 years old. I got no clues.
I'm going to go hang out with your dad a while.
I got to hang out with your dad. Well, yeah, that guy's a party animal. He knows how to kill a reporter. Good Lord. Now, first of all, let me say this. I understand that when people think they're by themselves and nobody's listening, they may say things they don't mean. They may joke. They may be crude, rude. I understand that. Still, you know, the sheriff and a county commissioner just bantering about killing a journalist is not really that funny or appropriate. And then it turned really weird later on in the recording when they started talking about, yeah, you know, back in the good old days when we could lynch blacks.
On that same audio recording, the people talking shared their dismay that lynching black people is no longer acceptable.
But I want to tell you something. If it was back in the day, would that not take a damn black guy, whoop their ass and throw them in the cell, I'd run the chair.
Yeah. Well, it's not like that anymore.
I know. Take them down here on Mud Creek and hang them up with the damn rope.
They got more rights than we got. So sad we can't just go string them up by the Mud Creek. Good. You don't. Now look, I'm not naive enough to believe that there's no racists out there. I'm not naive enough to believe that there's no wicked people out there, even in positions of authority. But I try to kind of want to be, you know, I kind of lean in that direction. And so when I hear a couple of elected officials from truly middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, like the marker here is halfway between Little Rock and Oklahoma City, you know, like on the border, and they're having this kind of a conversation. Wow. And so the response from the count, the county commissioner has resigned, as my understanding, and the sheriff's response is, well, we're going to charge you with like either a felony or misdemeanor, inappropriate recording of people because you didn't get consent from the people involved. Now, probably it's legal because it's not a place where you would have a reasonable expectation of privacy. It's not, you know, an office. Like, you know how somebody bugged Janice Gailey's office a couple years ago in the county commission headquarters? You remember that?
I guess not.
Yeah. So just, you know, it's not only Oklahoma. Okay, but, you know, maybe a little different. Anyway, this is, I think it's probably legal, but the response from the sheriff is not, you know, well, I said something I shouldn't have said, and I really, this is a horrible thing, I can't believe you. But no, we're going to charge you with, for catching us saying it. Oh, man. 716 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Usual areas of congestion, like I mentioned, you want to watch for your lights, your school drop-offs. And that's all we're seeing as we take a look. Oriole Beach doing fine. Tiger Point, not Highway 98, not showing any issues there. Windhaven Beach all clear, too. And certainly, if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620. This is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you have an import like a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, you think those are Lexus, okay, those are great cars. You pay a little bit more for them. You got to pay more to service them. You don't. You don't have to drive over to the dealership. You don't have to spend the gas or the price that it, you know, gets takes to get them serviced at the dealership. You can get them taken care of at Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time. No problem. They work on your ordinary daily runaround. They work on whatever it is, your diesel engine, your truck. Fine. No problem. They work on all of these vehicles. And the idea is bring it to them for the little stuff and routine maintenance so you can prevent the big catastrophe. Like, that's kind of the idea, preventative maintenance. Like you do with the doctor, go to your checkup, go to your regular preventative maintenance for the car. That's the idea. 2021 Carfax rated Bobby Likas a top-rated service center. 4.5 average customer reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death, which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hey guys, I'm Nicole Stacy. There are more things to do in our area than you can even imagine. So who better to share the adventure of the Pensacola experience than the team at Visit Pensacola? Share with us your experience by using the hashtag ExperiencePeakOla. Go to visitpensacola.com and listen in Friday at 9:30 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Band on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or towel, but no pets or glass, and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the Bay Bridge Band takes the stage, featuring a three-piece horn section, blazing guitars, and one of Northwest Florida's top female vocalists. The Bay Bridge Band brings a powerful set of classic rock and roll songs to the stage. It's Bands on the Beach, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 720 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll talk to Dave Greenwood here in just a second, but we do want to give you a quick update. If you're headed east on Highway 98, east of 87, headed toward like Mary Esther, Hurlburt, you know, that area, you're not going to get there. There is a stop. Like, it's just all stopped from basically Windhaven Beach at the Aegean Express all the way back to almost the Navarre Beach Causeway.
That's right.
So...
the same place it was yesterday. It's eastbound. It's Parish Boulevard all the way back. Yeah, almost to the causeway. So certainly use caution and caution wherever you are.
Yeah, so my advice would simply be this. If you're on I-10 or you're on 98 going east in that direction, you're trying to get around and you're willing to take the extra hour it takes to go around at, 85 or whatever. So
that's right. Yeah, it
what's
is
your alternative?
It
There's
is
no alternative.
A parking lot. It's stopped.
So sorry.
It's one big black line.
It's
not moving.
Awful. All right. Thanks so much, Kenny, and thanks for all the texters and callers who let us know about that. I appreciate that. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He always joins us on a Friday to give us a preview of the beach water conditions. Hey, Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at this weekend for beach conditions?
Well, I can tell you right now, we're starting out with a yellow flag, and traffic is flowing smoothly to Pensacola Beach.
Love it. I'll take that. That's acceptable. And you think probably similar kinds of conditions over the course of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've had just phenomenal weather starting Monday, Sunday all through today, and looks to be a great weekend. Fortunately, no bad news to report. Everything's going really well.
I'll take that. Past week, in terms of any rescues or, warnings or having to deal with the public, anything to report from that side?
No. We had 4 new people that started their pre-service training. They began last Saturday, so
great.
We're moving forward.
We'll take that. Well, very good. I love a light news week because that means nothing bad happening. I appreciate that. Dave Greenwood, he is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, as always, thanks for what you do to keep us safe and keeping those guards attentive and staffed. And just appreciate the work, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I look forward to talking to you next Friday.
All right. 722, Dave, another Dave, different Dave, David Wayne, is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden will be signing some new executive orders today, making environmental justice a central mission of every federal agency. That order apparently also creating a new Office of Environmental Justice. Alec Baldwin giving thanks after manslaughter charges against him were dropped. The actor had been charged after cinematographer Halyna Hutchins was accidentally shot on the movie set Rust. He posted a photo of himself with his wife on Instagram with the words, "I owe everything to this woman today." And former WWE professional wrestler Ted DiBiase Jr. has been charged for fraud for allegedly misappropriating millions of dollars in tax money in Mississippi. DiBiase, the son of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, from the 80s and 90s fame. The younger DiBiase accused of taking millions of dollars from the state of Mississippi to provide social services through his organizations. But instead, they say, he used the money to buy a house, a vehicle, and a boat. That money was doled out to his organizations after his brother was hired as the deputy administrator of the Mississippi Department of Human Services.
Wow.
So the other Million Dollar Man.
Yeah,
that's so
right.
Awful.
Yeah, he
though,
might
dude.
Be the real Million Dollar Man.
Now they are. Oh, my goodness. David, thanks so much for the update. 723, if you are 64 years old turning 65, you're going to switch insurance from whatever you've been doing over onto Medicare. And that might seem like the kind of thing that you're going to be apprehensive about, especially if you've been getting phone calls, emails, letters that sound like everybody's trying to pressure you or something. I know it can feel stressful and you're not sure what's happening. Listen, I've got a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here, Ricky Stewart. She's really good people. Her whole family does insurance. This is the slice of insurance that she does, and she just helps people just like you get your questions answered. What supplement? What's Advantage? What's Medicaid? Does that matter to me? What's prescription drug coverage? All of that stuff, okay? She will take care of you and get you, get all your questions answered and get you converted over onto Medicare. 341-2185, or just look her up, okay? Ricky Stewart Insurance. 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, the Starship launch was going great for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they had to engage in a RUD, Have you heard this term yet? The RUD?
The RUD? No.
Yeah,
RUD?
They did a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
Oh.
They blew it up. I would love to be the person who's in charge of like names and labels, you know, at SpaceX.
I know you
like,
would. Yeah.
You know, I can be the one. What we're going to come up with here is the, you know, and it sounds like very much the kind of a military term where we're describing the most horrible things in, you know, the most bland language, a rapid unscheduled disassembly. Like, you know, the way that, like the military, you know what they call warfare? Kinetic action.
I guess it is. Yeah.
And it is, but, you know, it's just a different word. All right, Candy, tell them about traffic on the fives.
Windhaven backed up again. This is eastbound, same place that it's been happening for, you know, the whole week, really. Two accidents now. Windhaven backed up eastbound 98 from Parish Boulevard back to Panhandle Trail, almost back to the causeway in Navarre. Not slow, but stopped. So just something to keep in mind. Certainly seek an alternate route if you're not stuck in it, right? If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. Thank you so much for doing so this morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, okay, two major transactions, it's a lot of money at stake, and you want to get the best price for selling and the best price for buying on both sides. You want to make sure that you have a realtor who's going to do the best for you and, if anything weird comes up in the process, can handle it and will get you all the way across the finish line, right? Those are important things. Well, look at track record, right? You know, you've got about 3,000 agents listed locally who can buy and sell homes. In the first quarter of 2023, 1,600 of them, a little bit more than half, sold zero homes. 20 sold more than 20, 7 sold more than 30. Christina Leavenworth sold 36, she got 29 more under contract. So when you're thinking about who you want to represent you, there's all kinds of reasons that you might go with this one or that one or whoever, and that's fine. You know, it's your choice to make. You know, you do what makes sense to you. I'm just saying that for me, you know, the reason I would use her is in part because I would rather have somebody last year who sold 230 homes and so far this year has sold 65, including the ones under contract, as opposed to somebody who in a year sells one or two. Because I want somebody who knows this process cold and is going to do her best by me, and I know she will. Talking to her and to all, you know, of her clients who love her so much. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christine Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. So if you wound up as, let's say, I don't know, a BBC reporter, and you wound up going to the gates of basically of Twitter and getting a surprise sudden interview with Elon Musk, would you be excited or scared?
Excited.
You would be.
I like him.
You
but,
should. You should.
He looks
be,
like a. I mean.
You yeah. should be scared, especially if you're going to say things that don't hold up. So this reporter shows up there and winds up doing an interview with Elon Musk and starts asking him about whether his policies are not fostering more hateful conduct and speech on Twitter. It did not go so well for the reporter.
Content you don't like or hateful. What do you mean to describe a hateful thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just content that will solicit a reaction, something that may include something that is slightly racist or slightly sexist, those kinds of things.
So you think if something is slightly sexist, it should be banned?
Oh, no.
Is that what
you're saying?
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to understand what you mean by hateful content. And I'm asking for specific examples. And you just said that if something is slightly sexist, that's hateful content. Does that mean that it should be banned?
Well, you've asked me whether my feed, whether it's got less or more. I'd say it's got slightly more.
That's why I'm asking for examples. Can you name one example?
I honestly don't. You can't name a single example. I'll tell you why, because I don't actually use that for you feed anymore, because I just don't particularly like it.
But you
and
said
actually, a lot of people are quite similar.
Hang on a second. You said you've seen more hateful content, but you can't name a single example, not even one.
I'm not sure I've used that feed for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and
how did you see the hateful content?
Oh no!
Because I've been using Twitter since you've taken it over for the last 6 months.
Okay, so then you must have at some point seen that you for you hateful content. And I'm asking for one example.
Right.
And you can't give a single one.
And I'm saying that
you don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
Yes, because you can't give me a single example of hateful content. Not even one tweet.
Raspberries. that's Candy's favorite comment.
All
raspberries.
I'd be scared, actually. Now I take it back. I love Elon Musk.
Just don't say something dumb, and you probably will do better. Meanwhile, did you know, right, we've got a thing happening this weekend?
For anyone that wants to go out to NAS Pensacola this weekend, it's open from 9 to 3. You have to go through the West Gate. We haven't had it open in a while, so if you want to go to the museum or the lighthouse, whatever you want to do, you'll have an access to go out there. And then the last thing.
Yeah, there you go. Go to NAS Pensacola this weekend. No guns, no drugs, no felons. You're not allowed to go on base if you're a felon. No coolers. Behave. You know, but yeah, enjoy it. And again, this is something that's going to be happening this weekend. And so you can go to the museum. You can see the new, like, the devotion display that's there and, you know, have a good time. Avail yourself of the amenities that so far in the recent years have not been widely available through the back gate, by the way, but maybe soon will be more available. I have my fingers crossed. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Charges filed after a search at a home on S Street. More after Fox.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden reportedly planning to officially announce his reelection campaign on Tuesday, coinciding with the four-year anniversary of his 2020 announcement. Today, he's going to sign an executive order to create a new office in the White House focused on environmental justice efforts. An IRS agent is seeking whistleblower protection to reveal what he thinks is an alleged mishandling of the Hunter Biden tax investigation. The agent's attorney, Mark Little, on Fox, referring to the whistleblower.
He has spotted and observed things that are done differently in this particular matter, which I can't identify. And he wants to talk about them, and he believes that they were influenced by politics.
The Supreme Court facing a self-imposed midnight deadline to decide whether access to an abortion pill will stay unchanged until a legal challenge over FDA approval is resolved. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. 70 degrees this morning. It is mostly sunny in Pensacola. Absolutely gorgeous morning out there. Two men are facing drug charges after Escambia County deputies served a search warrant at a home on S Street yesterday. 40-year-old Kendall Atkins, 41-year-old Ashley Pierce were both arrested after this search. Deputies say they found cocaine, oxycodone, marijuana, ecstasy, and hydrocodone. And the cocaine they found, deputies say, was mixed with fentanyl. Atkins and Pierce both facing numerous drug charges and being held in the Escambia County Jail. A Tennessee man will spend 30 years in prison for causing a fatal crash back in 2021. Channel 3 reporting that 39-year-old Lewis Wynn was sentenced after pleading no contest to DUI manslaughter in the death of 55-year-old Stacy Wells. That crash happened back in June of 2021 when Wynn, prosecutors say Wynn ran a stop sign at Bower Road and Gulf Beach Highway. Wynn was arrested after fleeing the scene on foot. Investigators say he had a mixture of alcohol and drugs in his system. The state acting fast to make sure yesterday morning's EES alert error doesn't happen again. Governor DeSantis promised swift accountability over the 3:45 in the morning test alert before the end of the day. Florida's Division of Emergency Management had confirmed they've ended their contract with Everbridge. That's the company that provided coding and instructions to push out the emergency alerts. State Senator Blaise Ngolia also says he's planning to file the Stop Wake Act that would ban any test alerts from going out between 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. City of Pensacola bringing in an expert on homelessness for a joint meeting with Escambia County leaders next month, Dr. Joe Savage, senior regional advisor with the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness.
The mayor has invited him to come to Pensacola, and I am very excited about us all getting together, if you're willing, to talk about these issues and to work together to collaborate to address them.
City Councilwoman Allison Patton, that meeting scheduled for Tuesday, May 9th. It'll be held at the Bayview Community Center, and Savage's bio says he's helped to bring over $150 million in funding to communities supporting housing and services for the homeless. Well, it's a little bit easier to impose the death penalty here in Florida now. Governor DeSantis signed a bill yesterday that allows for the death penalty with only 8 jurors voting in favor. Under the old laws, the death penalty had to be unanimous. The change took effect immediately. The governor says it'll help to make sure proper justice is served here in the state of Florida. And the Student Government Association at Booker T. Washington High School is hosting their 5K charity race next weekend. This is going to be held at the Washington High School Stadium on College Parkway. Again, this will be next weekend on Saturday, April 29th. Proceeds from that race benefit Communities Caring at Christmas. Now, that's an effort between various area charities that provide Christmas gifts to kids in need here in our area. And if you want to be a part of this 5K, packets can be picked up on April 28th at the Booker T. Washington School Lobby. The early registration price is $10, and you can register day of for the 5K for $15. The race will start at 8 o'clock on that Saturday morning. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Watching it, it's the same place as yesterday and almost every other day this week, too. Windhaven Beach, it is a standstill. And I don't mean that in the figurative sense. It is backed up eastbound 98 from Parrish Boulevard, again, where there are two accidents, back to Panhandle Trail, almost to the causeway. And I'm saying not slow, but this is a stopped line of cars. It's very long. A lot of people, it's eastbound 98 again, Windhaven Beach, backed up completely. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Beautiful start to the day with clouds increasing through the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms possible as we head into the evening hours. 50% chance of rain in the evening. High today near 77, overnight dropping near 63. For Saturday, beautiful weather returns with mostly sunny skies. High near 78. Saturday night temperatures dropping near 54. Sunshine for your Sunday with a high near 77 and Sunday night temperatures near 55. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is 69 degrees. Partly cloudy skies in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, and 61 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. This time it's for real. Many Twitter users lost the blue checks that help verify their identity and distinguish them from imposters on the social media platform. After several false starts, Twitter yesterday began making good on its promise to remove the blue checks from accounts that don't pay a monthly fee to keep them. Twitter had about 300,000 verified users under blue checks, mostly journalists, athletes, and public figures. Cryptocurrency crimes hit a record high last year as digital tokens' popularity with criminals soared, but the meteoric rise of artificial intelligence means there's a new way to crack down. Blockchain security firm Anchain.ai uses AI and machine learning to analyze blockchain chain transactions and identify suspicious behavior, including money laundering, insider trading, and hacking. Its technology identifies security risks and vulnerabilities. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody drums along. Everybody drums
it's
along.
It's so hard to drum correctly for the whole song. I can do like the first 16 measures and I'm out.
Whenever I drum along, you know, air drum to songs, what I'm always thinking as I'm doing it is I'm like, and I am not a drummer. And it seems like drumming is real easy until you try doing it.
It's so hard, dude. My paradiddles are like paradiddle. This is a paradiddle, and that's how good drummers play it, yeah.
So we got the list of names from the city of Pensacola for the proposals for the street sweeper.
Okay.
It's 1,600. No, you're good. Leave it on. 1,600 long, by the way. 1,600. And if you were in the receipt of these in the beginning, like if you're in the mayor's office and you're getting these to start, I think they were probably a little discouraged in the beginning because the first one that came in, let's see, Sweepy McSweepface, Broomy McBroomface, Streety McStreepface, and then Sweeposaurus Rex, Beep I'm a Sweep, and Sweeping Tom. You're like, Sweeping Tom, okay? But the third entry that came in, honest to goodness, the third entry that came in, I think has two, possibly three of the winners that it's going to wind up having in the one. So pretty quickly, I don't want to tell you the best ones yet. I'll save that for the end.
Okay.
But I want to go. I read all the names yesterday, and I will tell you, after about 100 entries, there's so much repetition, and they're not all the greatest, but there's many that are great. Okay, there are many that are great. So I'm going to share with you some of the ones that I thought were some of the better ones. Like, for example, we got a lot of theme ones. Like people would want to do Larry Moe and Curly or Pinky and Blinky. You know, like from the Pac-Man. Here we've got Don Tristan Daruma. It's kind of funny. I like that. Andrew Waxon and Broomnardo de Gal Vacuum. DC Sweeps from Mayor Reeves, Grover Mopinson or Mopinson, like Robinson, and Trash and A Word. That's kind of. I think we're not going to be naming them after mayors and former mayors, but okay.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
The Kleena, the Sanita Maria, like sanitation, and La Sweepa. R2 Sweep 2, Sweep 3PO. These are some of the better ones. The Dirt Dauber, Dirt Be Gone. One of my favorites, the one that caught you by surprise earlier, Candy, was the Wilford Broomley. That's great. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And then you could paint them, you know, the various ways. Homer Sweepson, Leonardo de Sweepio, Sweep Dog, Sweep Pea. I kind of like that, although that's a little bit too on point after gallery night. The Bushwhacker. The Brushwhacker.
I just picked up on your Sweet Pea joke. Yeah.
Sorry. little too New Orleans for me. A little too Bourbon Street for me.
Okay, right? Yeah, man. It sounds like an old frat house.
Leaf the Debris to me. She's a Sweeper. Sweep It Real. The Brushwhacker. Broomer. Lean, Mean, Clean Machine. Then you got some that were political. Sweep it under the rug like Pensacola's homeless problem. Yeah, probably not going to be the one. Or the street sweeper name that violates Florida's anti-LGBT censorship laws. Some people don't get the gist of the contest, you know, but hey, they got named in the PMJ and I read them on air, so maybe they were the winners. I like this one, Sweeps with Fishes, because, you know, Pensacola.
Although, sweeps with the fishes.
I don't think we're going to have a reference to death and killing people on the street sweeper for Pensacola. I think is unlikely. But I like that one. I like Sweeps with the Fishes, and you could put some fish on the side instead of, you know, like Godfather characters.
They should save that for Mobile.
Jeepers, Sweepers, Broomhilda, Sweeperella. Okay, let's see. What else we got? Sweep the Leg. Sweep the Leg, Johnny. You're such a cream puff. Nice. Kevin. Just Kevin.
Forgot about
I like the Kevin one. Sandy, Dusty, Muddy Buddy, Dustin DeRhodes, Mighty Tidy, Mr. Clean's Wife, Little Critter. And some of them were like, people went with themes, you know, like Hermione, you know, and Harry, and
Potter,
Ron,
sure.
You know, because they ride on
brooms.
See?
Oh, that's right. That ball
see, it's
game
not
that
just.
Played, right?
It's not. I don't think Hermione played Quidditch, but okay. Anyway, super dark here. Anyway, sweepers, sweepers, man your brooms, baby broomer, sweep up us, hot for sweeper, 93 parks, but this broom ain't one. The Pensa scrubber, the sweep Augustine. I kind of like that one. Another vote for sweep the leg. A lot of repeats, by the way. Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. And then Johnny Sweep Throat. And then this one's a little bit, this will catch you out. You're not prepared for this one. Who Killed Willie Jr.? Oh, okay. So, wow, that's a little, but okay, fine. No Sweep Till Brooklyn.
No Sweep Till.
Brooklyn. Bruce Springsteen. Okay, Broomer. I kind of like that one. Count Vacula. The Sanitary Fairy. These are so, people are so great. There's so many. A lot of Blue Angels themed, or Dirty Harry is one. They got, or Snowball Derby or whatever. There's all kinds of different ones in here. Little Bo Sweep, I kind of like that one. And then one of my personal favorites was the Obi-Wan Kenobi, yeah, which has got several different submissions. Also, Dustin Timberlake, LeBroom James. Dustin Timberlake. Legion of Broom. Oh, this one's kind of cool. A Sweep at the Wheel. Yeah, I like that. Orlando Broom. Maguire's Irish Scrub. The Curb Kisser. Sweep Nado. And then this is one I really liked. Don Tristan de Bruma.
Right.
Don Tristan de Bruma. The Palafox Polisher. Sweep Dreams Are Made of These. Leonardo, Donatello, Michelangelo. Because they lived in the sewers. Read It and Sweep. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Sweep. And then we're finally getting to the ones that I think are likely to be winners. Broomhilda might be okay. I like Jesus Swept. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't think it's going to wind up being the one. No, I just don't think so. Yeah. Sweep There It Is. Don't Fear the Sweeper. Sweeper by the Dozen. Sweeping with the Enemy. Sweep Home Pensacola. And then finally, I think Grime Reaper or Grim Sweeper. I think one of those is going to wind up being a name. And then Sweep Caroline was in there. And isn't DC's daughter named Caroline?
It is. I know.
That might be a little inside pick for that one. Sweep Car Named Desire. Vroom Broom. The Brush Limbaugh. That one cracks me up. Okay, but here's the genuine. This is number three entry on the list. Okay, the number three entries on the list. Like, you had Sweepy McSweepface and the one and two. The third entry on the list had what could be all three winners. Sweeping Beauty. That got like 50 entries. Like, all kinds of different people said Sweeping Beauty. I like that one. The Grim Sweeper or the Grime Sweeper or Grime Reaper, something like that. Or Lightning McQueen was also on that list. So there you go. That's my bet. If you ask me to bet, I think we'll definitely get Sweeping Beauty. Either the Grime Reaper or the Grim Sweeper, one of those, I think will wind up being it. And then we'll see what the third one is. 747 here on News Radio 92.3. If you had any favorites, text us in. Tell us what you love. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It's hard to do traffic after that. I will tell you, though, again, Wind Haven backed up. And I mean, not slow, but stop. This is, again, eastbound 98. Same place as yesterday and the day before that. From Parrish Boulevard, where there are two accidents back-to-back. And that's backed up to Panhandle Trail, almost to the causeway. Again, Wind Haven backed up eastbound 98. And again, not slow, but stopped. Avoid the area if you can. Take an alternate route. Somebody got a text while they were in the phone, while they were in the car, rather, and it said it'll be about an hour to get through there. So traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, one of the choices you have to make is, do you either go with a new car or a used car? Well, do what I recommend and do what Dave Ramsey recommends. Go with a vehicle that's maybe a year or two old with low miles and great condition. Buy it, save the money off of buying a new car, and drive it until the wheels fall off. That's how I do cars, okay? That's how he says to do cars. And so that's kind of your choice, though. I mean, look, you go to Frontier Motors, okay? Go drive a car that's a year or two old with low miles and great condition, and see how you like it, okay? And then go to the dealership, or vice versa. It doesn't really matter. Go to the dealership, drive that same car without the miles. It's still got that sweet new car smell to it. And then look at the price tag and make a decision. You know, what makes the most sense to you? You're an adult. Make a decision. That's it. Frontier Motors is a great selection, a huge selection. 300 different cars, trucks, and, vans and SUVs and all that. And you can compare basically the new to the used gently, barely used, 1 or 2 years. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Ready to save on your energy bill? Compass Solar Energy, Northwest Florida's premier solar company, has been locally owned and operated in Pensacola for over 20 years. They want to help you save money on your energy costs, and they offer free quotes for residential and commercial solar packages. They also have a full service department, and full system diagnostics are available, no matter who installed your system. Visit CompassSolar.com for details or find them on Facebook. It's time to start saving on your energy bill with Compass Solar Energy.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9. At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10. Swan Capital at 1. Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Pardon me. Would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
First, I want to start off with, I'm sure, like many of you, we're a little druggy this morning with waking up at 3:45 with a with an alert going off on our phones. All right, number one, it wasn't us. Okay. Number two, the earlier, which I think probably about 8 o'clock this morning or so, the Florida Division of Emergency Management apologized for the early morning text. It was supposed to be on TV and not disturb anybody.
Yeah, that's what was supposed to happen. That's what we told you yesterday. This is Commissioner Robert Bender during the county commission meeting last night talking, or I guess yesterday morning, talking about this problem that took place. And, yeah, reminding people that it certainly was not the county, but this has happened before.
You know, we've seen where things like this happen. I think most notably over in Hawaii when they got the missile launch warning. And I knew a number of people that were in Hawaii at the time. But at the same time, this is a vital system that we do use to get out information. So on behalf of the Florida Department of Emergency Management, please accept their apology. But don't opt out of those text messages.
Yeah, it's especially coming into hurricane season, right?
Again, we can give them, send them ahead of storms. As we said, we have our own problem. We have our own system. We've had our own problems. We've learned from that and know how not to do it again. And we can focus on getting the messages to those who need them. But they do relay important information, and that's the point of them, is to get information to a wide number of people in a very timely manner that can benefit you. So I know it was an inconvenience. I think they've learned from their mistakes already. So I hope that you stay engaged with that system and still get those messages.
As Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted about 6 hours after the alert went off yesterday, so that's about 10 o'clock our time, 9:45, he said, "I've ordered Florida Division of Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie to bring swift accountability for the test of the emergency alert system in the wee hours of the morning. This was a completely inappropriate use of this system." Christina Peshaw, one of his key messaging people, says it was a very stupid thing to do. "If you insist on abusing the system to override people's settings about test alerts at 4:50 a.m. every 2 months," that had been the schedule, "the result is Floridians will turn off all alerts right in time for hurricane season. Someone needs to be fired over this." Well, they were. the contract the state has with an organization called Everbridge, who sent the wrong technical specifications for this alert, which pushed the alert over the wireless system as opposed to just to TVs. They've now terminated that contract, and now they're looking for a new organization to partner with. So pretty swift accountability. Meanwhile, semi-joking but semi-serious, Blazing Golia, senator, says that he's getting ready to file either as an add-on to another bill, a friendly amendment, somebody said, and they would, or a bill standalone, the Stop Wake Act, which would make it so you couldn't do these things between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. In order to make sure that this never happens again. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And Windhaven, bad once again. Certainly use caution, it looks like, once again. On Highway 98, there's two accidents. Timberlake Drive is showing that roadway is blocked in the area. Them showing injuries there. And it's, again, the same area. Like Parish Boulevard back to Panhandle Trail is blocked almost to the causeway in Navarre. And I don't mean slow. I mean stopped. So, hey, if you have traffic tips, 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, yeah. Somebody texts in here and says, I got into a fight with my wife, got in trouble because I didn't turn my phone off, didn't hear it. She had to turn my phone off for me. I wonder how many marital fights were happened because of this, too. Oh.
It wasn't just that one. Yeah,
well, that's not the only one. Yeah, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
MyPillow founder Mike Lindell being ordered to pay $5 million to a Nevada man in connection with a contest offer. Lindell claimed to have data supporting his claims that China interfered in the 2020 election. Arbitrators determined that Robert Zeidman met the challenge with an article proving Lindell's data was incorrect. The Supreme Court might be issuing a ruling today regarding a nationwide access to abortion drug mifepristone. A recent poll found split results with just over 50% of Americans that responded saying the Supreme Court should reverse the Texas judge's ruling. And Alec Baldwin today commenting on social media after manslaughter charges against him in New Mexico were dropped. On Instagram, Baldwin posted a photo and comments thanking his wife for her support and also thanking his attorney, Luca Nikas. New Mexico prosecutors say that new evidence came to light that required more investigation. They dropped the charges against Baldwin, but say that that doesn't absolve Baldwin of criminal culpability either.
So there could be other charges filed?
Potentially, but I would think they couldn't be the same charges.
I mean, I was tired of this story whenever. It's such a saga, and we'd never give this much attention to, like, just the ordinary person, but it's Alec Baldwin. And anyway, but no, weird fizzle end to this whole story. David, thanks so much for the update. And, of course, somebody died in the process here. Not to forget that. 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. One of the weirdest things happened yesterday during the county commission meeting, and it started with Robert Bender talking. You ready?
Thank you. I just want to thank our Parks and Recs department, Michael Rhodes. We recently repaved the roller skating rink out at Pensacola Beach.
What?
No way.
Wait. What? What skating rink?
Thank you. I just want to thank our Parks and Recs department, Michael Rhodes. We recently repaved the roller skating rink out at Pensacola Beach. It looks fantastic. And I know he's been working on it for a while, and we're still doing some stuff in that area, but I just wanted to recognize their efforts in getting that done and talk about how great it looks. So thank you, sir.
No, but seriously, what?
You know, our Christmas party's out there, too, by the way.
We drive back. So I called him last night. I'm like, what do you mean roller skating rink at the beach? Come on, man. What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, it's right there on the west side of Our Lady of Assumption Mission Church, right between the church and the tennis courts across from the fire station. And I'm like, no, stop it. And so I looked it up on, I pulled up Google Earth View, and I'm like, oh. there's an outdoor open access, Escambia County-owned public roller skating rink on Pensacola Beach. Candy, you've lived here how long?
25 years.
Did you know?
No.
Me either.
And that's our big joke whenever we're driving by and they're putting something up. What's going there? Oh, a roller rink. And it's like, there really is one?
There really is one, yeah. And it's right next to the tennis courts, right next to the church. There's actually a running track behind there as well, a pretty large oval track.
Well, I can see why I wouldn't know where that was.
Yeah, right. I'm not surprised. I've never heard of that. But, yeah.
Running.
So, yeah, there's a roller skating rink out on Pensacola Beach that's just open to go, roller skate at. Who knew? Well, Robert Bender knew. And I'm sure...
Hey, Robert Bender!
I'm sure loads of people on the beach knew, and I'm also sure that almost nobody else did.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNO.